This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The United States has told the Chinese consulate in the southwestern city of Houston to shut down in 3 days. A State Department spokeswoman citing a need to protect American intellectual property and information amid a sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries. Beijing condemned the order and threatened retaliation. Reuters cites a source saying China is considering closing the U.S. consulate in the city of Wuhan. Ties between the United States and China have become increasingly tense since the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in Wuhan at the beginning of the year. The U.S. Department of State confirmed the impending closure of the Houston consulate after China's foreign ministry reported it had been told to shut the mission. As the COVID-19 crisis intensifies, face coverings will be mandatory in the lockdown Australian city of Melbourne beginning on Wednesday. Residents can only leave their homes for work, study, exercise, and other essential business. Australia has had 12,428 confirmed coronavirus infections. 126 people have died. The United States recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19-related deaths on Tuesday, the first time since early June the country has reached that single-day milestone. It came the same day President Donald Trump held a formal coronavirus briefing from the White House. The president acknowledged cases were spiking and said it will get worse before it gets better. European stock markets are in a free fall on Wednesday. This is due to the growing spike in COVID-19 infections, plus the worsening relationship between the United States and China. We have that full story for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. In Brazil, health authorities on Tuesday approved human testing for a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed jointly by U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and German-based BioNTech. The South American nation is second to the United States in both the total number of confirmed infections and deaths. Approval of the experimental vaccine came on the same day researchers began a three-month late-stage human testing of another new vaccine developed by Chinese-based pharmaceutical company Sinovac. Hundreds of doctors and other healthcare workers across six Brazilian states will get the shot. If the vaccine proves to be safe and effective, Brazil would receive as many as 120 million doses at the start of next year. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said Wednesday the government will pay Pfizer and BioNTech $1.95 billion. This will ensure the companies produce and deliver 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The agreement allows the U.S. government to acquire an additional 500 million doses. As European Union leaders celebrate their historic coronavirus recovery package agreement, some regions and countries are bracing for a possible resurgence of the infection. Belgium, Sweden, Luxembourg, and Portugal count among others reporting an increase in cases. Parts of Barcelona, Spain have gone under lockdown. And in another hard-hit country, Italy, the Lazio region that includes Rome warned also of possible local lockdowns if more clusters of the infection are found. Meanwhile, France on Monday imposed a face mask requirement for all indoor public spaces, threatening violators with a $155 fine. The country has seen a modest rise in cases, but a more worrying spike in areas like the Northeast. Two Chinese nationals working with Chinese security services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. The suspects were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington State. This marks the first time U.S. prosecutors have indicted Chinese hackers for what they termed the blended threat of working for the Chinese state while also targeting victims for personal gain. Looking at U.S. stock markets, the Dow Jones and S&P 500 are trending downward in futures trading, while the Nasdaq is slightly higher just ahead of Wednesday's opening bell on Wall Street. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.